Youth Climate Courts, How You Can Host a Human Rights Trial for People and Planet, by Thomas A. Kearns. Dear reader, if you are a young person who would like to get together with a few friends, declare yourselves to be a youth climate court, and then put your city or county government on trial for not doing enough to protect your human rights to health, to security of person, and to a stable and sustainable climate system, then this book is for you. City and county governments that are not adequately addressing the climate crisis need to be called to account for failing to protect the basic human rights of their citizens. Who better to do this than the very people, young people, whose lives and rights are being and will continue to be most dramatically undermined? Youth climate courts are youth-initiated, youth-led, youth-organized, youth-conducted. They have a youth judge, a youth prosecuting attorney, and youth jury members. The youth climate court then organizes a trial. The court issues a summons to the local government to designate an elected official who will attend court proceedings and explain the government's position in open youth court. The charges will be that the government is not living up to its human rights obligations. The youth prosecutor will argue that the government is failing to adequately protect the basic human rights of its citizens, especially its children, in the face of clear and present threats from the climate crisis. If that sounds like a promising approach, a bold, new, and powerful way for young people to compel their local governments to act, then this book describes exactly how to do that. The book's argument is pretty simple. It goes like this. Number one, the primary obligation of a government is to protect the rights of its citizens. The United States Declaration of Independence, for example, says that people are created equal, have certain basic rights, and that, quote, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, end quote. Recognition of that primary responsibility of governments is central to this book. Number two, catastrophic climate change threatens to undermine many of those rights and may ultimately threaten all of them. Young people have the most to lose in the face of the climate crisis, so you need a strong platform from which to speak truth to governments, especially to those governments that have so far failed to listen. Four, rather than just waiting around for governments to act, young people can take the initiative yourselves. Declare yourselves to be a youth climate court, and then put your local government on trial for failing to secure its citizens' rights to life, to health, to water, and to a healthy, sustainable environment. Young people can thus pressure local governments to reflect on what they have done and not done, and to carefully consider what they should now be doing. And five, if the youth climate court jury finds the local government guilty of failing in its primary obligation as a government to protect its citizens' rights, the youth court will issue one or more formal mandates to that government, such as requiring it to, one, formally declare a climate emergency, and two, develop a science-based, human rights-respecting climate action plan by a certain date and submit it back to the youth court for approval. This book describes how a youth climate court works, how to start one, what human rights are and what they require of governments, what the youth court can do, and the effects on local governments it can hope to accomplish. Besides a youth climate court's benefits for local governments, More on this later. And its benefits in fighting the climate crisis. The experience of organizing and conducting a youth climate court trial will also have benefits for the young people who take on this work. They will make a real difference in the world. Learn how courts work. Learn how local governments work. Learn about the power of human rights and how they differ from ordinary laws. Learn how to plan out a persuasive argument and present it publicly. Learn how to organize a team-based creative project. Gain experience in how to interact with government officials. Help fight the climate crisis. And enjoy working on an important and worthwhile project with friends. That adds up to a lot of valuable learning. If this project were done as an independent study project, it could earn academic credit and service learning credit as well. Youth climate courts offer a bold opportunity for young people to make a genuine difference in the world and to affect real change in real government policies. While this work is challenging, there is certainly no one better poised to take it on. Young people who do this work will affect lives throughout their community and for many generations to come.